You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
As we join you on the Gym Class here on KGYM, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener out there, at 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Imagine a lot of interaction today as we will preview the football weekend, the college football weekend, the NFL weekend, a little college basketball talk, a little bit of high school football talk as well. All that on the program, plus the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. If you hitch your wagon up to the number one prognosticator on the panel for the weekend. More on that coming up in just a little bit. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us today. We do appreciate it. Our podcasts available as well at KGYMradio.com as well as Apple and Spotify. We are presented each and every day at 3 o'clock by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DuPaco.com. And you can also read up on DuPaco at our website at KGYMradio.com as well here today. And Mark, I know you join me in wishing all of our nation's veterans a very happy Veterans Day today. And thank you for your service to everybody out there who served.
I do indeed. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there, and many wonderful tributes out there on social media to relatives, fathers, grandfathers, sons, daughters, what have you. And it's really good to see that these people are not forgotten because they've done so much for our country. And happy Veterans Day to anybody where it's appropriate, and I hope you enjoy your day.
Including my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, a proud veteran of the Army. So I got to root for Army every year.
My grandfather in the Navy and my wife's father in the Coast Guard. We're almost fully represented.
You are almost fully represented. Good for you. And good for the family, and thanks to all the veterans out there today. A lot to get to on the program, as I mentioned, a lot of football talk going on as we'll take a look at the weekend coming up as far as college football is concerned. Iowa, Wisconsin, Iowa State will take on Oklahoma State in a big matchup down in Stillwater. You and I off this week, a rare late season bye for the Panthers, and a big one in the Big Ten West. We'll pick this one on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, but Purdue and Illinois with a lot on the line, as well as, of course, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin getting ready to start their end-of-the-season round robin, which will go a long way to determine the Big Ten Western Division standings as well.
Yeah, it's a very pivotal weekend in many respects, many conferences, and we're going to pick some of those impactful games on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and none more important than Iowa, Wisconsin, probably, huh?
Well, it's a big part of the equation, that's for sure.
Could argue Purdue, Illinois, in the Big Ten.
Yeah, because if Purdue wins that game, I mean, it's a mess, right?
Yeah,
an absolute mess. If Illinois wins and holds serve at home, the Illini have pretty good hold on the Big Ten West at this point, even though they do have. I believe Michigan coming up. Is that the case?
Yeah, it also holds tiebreakers. So, and that's really big. So we'll see what pans out tomorrow. Could be an interesting last couple weeks of the season. It's going to be in some way, shape, or form. But if it impacts the Big Ten West, remains to be seen.
319-366-1600. Text line available to you. And the phone line as well, that same number here today as we come your way from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. on this Friday. Yeah, welcome to winter as well, everybody.
We had to keep our jackets on, didn't we, as we acclimate ourselves to, yesterday at this time, it was about 70 degrees.
Started going downhill.
Started going down.
At about this time. But, yeah.
Seeing my phone, it feels like 16.
Yes. And a little bit of snow on the dirt areas around when you woke up today. And it's still in some spots. Let's get the latest as far as the football playoffs are concerned. Class 1A semifinals going on as we speak. And in the second game, it is all West Sioux, as the West Sioux Falcons leading Underwood right now by a score of 40-7. That game has moved into the fourth quarter. So West Sioux is going to move on, and they are going to be taking on Van Meter. Van Meter with a big 48-17 win over the West Branch Bears today, ending West Branch's terrific season. Good to see Butch Peterson was on the field today. Was masked up, and I thought the interesting thing was his son Lance, who was the Mount Vernon coach, took time out of his preparation. They're going to play tomorrow night against Humboldt, and he came up as he was dad's personal protector. Anyone got close, Lance was going to, throw himself between that player and dad. So hopefully they didn't have a situation. I'm sure they kept Butch at arm's length from everything. But knowing Butch, he probably wanted to be right there in the middle of all the action.
And we continue to wish Butch Peterson the best of luck in his encounter with a blood cancer. But I'm sure it was a thrill for him to be on the sidelines for the semifinals this morning. That was a 10 a.m. start. But a great season for West Branch. Just ran into a kind of a juggernaut.
Yeah, they did. They did. And another juggernaut, West Sioux, playing right now. Of course, that is the home of Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers, who was a graduate of the West Sioux Falcons. The Central Iowa Jamboree in 5A tonight. West Des Moines Valley, West Des Moines Dowling, followed by Johnston and defending state champion Southeast Polk. Tomorrow, it'll be 2A, bright and early in the morning, Williamsburg and Dubuque Wallert. At 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, it'll be OABCIG, led by Little DeGene, who's the quarterback there for the Falcons, taking on Central Lion George Little Rock. And then 3A at 4 o'clock, number 1 Harlan against ADM, followed by Mount Vernon and Humboldt. And we'll have that Mount Vernon game on CRM Live Sports for you at 6:45 on Saturday evening. Last night, Cedar Rapids Xavier, terrific performance. They defeated North Scott 38-10 as Xavier will advance to take on Lewis Central. It'll be a rematch of last year's memorable, dramatic, crazy triple overtimer when the lights went out at 10 o'clock when Xavier had Lewis Central on the ropes. And the Saints and the Titans will go out next Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Should be fun.
Expect a similar game, and it's quite a run again for Xavier. And this should be a heck of a game. I think you and I and John Agri expected maybe a little more competitive game last night.
Absolutely.
Xavier's defense is really good, is it not?
Very good. And they got offense last night. Mm-hmm. Ronan Thomas was terrific. Throwing the ball. Grayson Hartman, a big pass catch. Michael Cunningham did his thing, and the Xavier defense is really, really stout, no doubt. Go Chuck Sizzle, says Jeff on the text line for Purdue. Yes, Iowa now big Purdue Boilermaker rooters, but Iowa's got to take care of their own business, Mark. Iowa, Wisconsin tomorrow. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff at a very chilly, I'm just going to say cold, Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, where they are now expecting. I see, it was sunny all week, and then I looked last night, and I saw flurries involved, and now they got it back to mainly sunny. So I don't know. Dress appropriately, everybody, if you're headed off to the game. Basically a pick'em game right now between Iowa and Wisconsin as they play for the Heartland Trophy. And your thoughts, what do you think needs to happen? Who do you like tomorrow, Iowa or Wisconsin? Love to hear from you at 319-366-0590. 1600. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and please listen, download the Before the Boom podcast. It is available right now in podcast form by going to the website, kgymradio.com. Our Before the Boom podcast is presented by Edith Lucille's over on Mount Vernon Road on the banks of Squaw Creek. They help us out as a presenting sponsor of Before the Boom. But we had a good show. Lots to talk about as far as the game is concerned, Mark.
Yeah, and we look back on last week's terrific performance by Iowa against Purdue. As far as tomorrow's game, Wisconsin has held somewhat of a stranglehold on Iowa in the last decade, winning eight of the last 10, five out of the last six. And it comes down to two or three things in my mind. Number one, who's going to hang on to the football? Turnovers have plagued Iowa in this series and could plague either team tomorrow, depending on who commits them. Number two, and you pointed this out on the podcast first, the play of the two quarterbacks, Spencer Petras and Graham Mertz.
Trademark.
Mertz has been quite good lately. And so has Spencer Petras, at least in the first halves of the last two games. Now, whether that can continue or not, we'll see. Can Iowa continue to run the football? And can the Iowa defense stop Wisconsin's running game? Last week, two running backs rushed for over 100 yards for the Badgers against Maryland. So I think those aspects are key.
I would agree. That first down stat is going to be very, very big. Neither team is built for third and long. And with elements coming into play tomorrow, that's going to make things even tougher as far as the offense. Let's not forget, Wisconsin's defense isn't a slouch out there either. We know what Iowa's defense can do. Braylon Allen probably will go over 1,000 yards tomorrow. He's going to get his. Can Iowa bend but not break? I mean, that's been the philosophy since, Norm Parker's early years in Iowa City. Even field goals tomorrow are not going to be a sure thing unless, 20-yarders, whatever the case may be, extra point distance field goals. But you get a 40-yarder when it feels like 16 degrees, then a lot of things can go wrong, Mark.
The ball doesn't compress, does it?
No. The golf ball doesn't go as far when it's cold, and the football doesn't go as far when it's cold. So there are a lot of factors that are involved as far as the defense is being helped in this game coming up tomorrow. And that's what I think is going to make it very, very interesting. We have our picks coming up a little bit later on. We had our predictions during the Before the Boom podcast. We'll hold off on those, either listen into the podcast or watch it, whichever you prefer, or listen in a little bit as we'll have our predictions for the game during the Emil's Hideaway pick six. But a lot on the line for this one. This is an elimination game, correct, Mark? I mean, the losing team tomorrow, I don't see a way that they can get to the Big Ten championship game.
No, especially if Illinois wins. Illinois at 4-2. And then you got a group at 3-3, which includes these two teams, Iowa and Wisconsin, along with Purdue and Minnesota. And as you mentioned earlier, Illinois still has to play Michigan. But if Illinois can knock off Purdue tomorrow, it's going to have all or most of the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
On the teams that, should Illinois finish with three losses, with one or two others, it still bodes well for them. So a huge game in Champaign tomorrow.
Yeah, it is, because you take a look at Illinois, and they do go to Michigan before ending the season at Northwestern. This is the final game at Memorial Stadium for Illinois, but the Illini hold wins over Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with a loss, a more than likely loss at Ann Arbor coming up, Illinois wins tomorrow. Some weird, wacky things have to happen.
Including a Northwestern
victory at home on Senior Day at Ryan Field over Illinois has got to happen if the Illini win tomorrow. That's the only way that Illinois does not get to Indianapolis and Lucas Oil Stadium to take on the juggernaut known as Ohio State, Michigan. Whoever is going to win that particular ball game. Those two, by the way, could be 1-2 as far as the college football playoff is concerned when they meet coming up in, 3 weeks or so? 2 weeks, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I don't know who Georgia has left.
I know Georgia Tech is one of them.
Georgia Tech is one. That's a traditional season ender, I think. But I have to believe Georgia is going to be number one, and Ohio State, Michigan could be 2 and 3 in the rankings.
Could be. Could be. I'm going to check out just to see who Georgia has left. They are 9-0. They have 3 games remaining, and the Bulldogs will be at Mississippi State at Stark Vegas Saturday night. Then they go to Kentucky before Georgia Tech at home. So that's not a super easy road, but you got to think still that the Bulldogs can handle things. But it's Bulldogs this Saturday night, by the way, which is always a lot of fun. And, hey, let's face it, Stark Vegas is a great place. 319-366-1600. What do you think the keys are for Iowa and Wisconsin? And who wins and why? Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600.
Does Iowa reclaim the Heartland Trophy tomorrow? Simple yes or no question. That's our poll question at KGYM Radio. Excuse me. .com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. That's where the Hawkeye title and settlement is located.
What do you think? Does Iowa reclaim? That trophy's been out of the case for a while, for the last handful of years.
The Cy-Hawk is gone. You know, the pig is up for bids.
The pig will be out next week.
And Nebraska. Yeah.
So the 3 final games of the year, all trophy games as far as Iowa is concerned. And you mentioned Graham Mertz, and we talked about this on the podcast a little bit as well, but since Jim Leonard took over, it's been a different Graham Mertz. Thrown for 17 touchdowns. And a little bit over 1,700 yards, which is not great yardage-wise, but you consider the start he had to the season, he has really picked it up as of late. And that's why I think that quarterback play is going to be very essential to whomever wins that ball game in Iowa City coming up tomorrow.
He's going to face a lot of pressure. There's no doubt about it, almost unquestionably. Iowa's defense is going to bring a lot of pressure. I have to believe, especially if Wisconsin gets behind the chains, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, what have you, then it's Katie bar the door for that Iowa defense to create some havoc in the backfield. But there's no question, Mertz has been good the last 3 or 4 games.
It is a Wisconsin defense, by the way, that only gives up 113 yards on the ground. What's Caleb Johnson going to do tomorrow at Dow, but especially Caleb Johnson coming off the 200-yard performance? Can the Iowa offensive line do some big things as far as the trenches are concerned? They've had trouble against Wisconsin in the past. We'll see. A lot of questions. And, again, you have a cold day in Iowa City to worry about as well.
You know, Purdue's rush defense ranks statistically very similar to what Wisconsin is. I think Wisconsin's a better defense, but it's no great shakes on pass defense comparative to an Illinois or what have you. It's a good, solid defense. I'm not sure it's a great defense in Wisconsin until tomorrow.
Well, it's not one of their sterling defenses. It's a good one. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's an upper echelon defense, and it's going to be a defensive day tomorrow. It's going to be a defensive day. I cannot see either one of these teams, unless they get a bevy of turnovers. I mean, going over 28, let alone 30. I mean, I don't see it.
It's hard to envision.
Tell me I'm wrong. 319-366-1600. You're at 324. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. Also want to let you know the big watch party is coming up for Iowa, Minnesota on Saturday, November the 19th. That'll be at Hazard County in downtown Cedar Rapids. Dallas Jacobus is going to be there. Spencer's going to be there. Todd's going to be there as well. You can get your tickets for that particular viewing party on Sunday, the next chance and the final chance with our good friends at U.S. Cellular. And all you need to do is stop on by the Lindale Mall location. That will be from 12 until 3 coming up this Sunday. Now, you must be 21 years of age or older to attend. Dallas is going to bring the guitar along. He's going to do some singing. His song for the wave at the end of the first quarter. So you have that to look forward to as well for that big party coming up at Hazard County for Iowa, Minnesota, presented by U.S. Cellular on Saturday, November the 19th. Be there.
Game time has not been set yet, has it?
Don't believe so.
Yeah.
Don't believe so. Not going to be a night game.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's not going to be a night game for many reasons, but yeah, don't think that's going to be the case. 319-366-1600. Going to talk some Iowa State. We're going to talk some also pro football with you here in just a little bit. But first, we owe you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're open at 4 o'clock each and every day. They're located across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's on First Avenue Southeast. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area.
Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson on the course right now in Houston at the Houston Open. He currently is even par on his day after a 1-under-69 yesterday. He's inside the cut line right now, but that cut line looms at even par. Zach through 13 holes in his second round. Tony Finau with the lead at 13 under after a 62. The morning groups got the benefit of the weather right now. It's getting very windy in Houston. Luka Garza is back in the NBA. He was transferred to the Minnesota Timberwolves from the Iowa Wolves and will be available tonight as the T-Wolves visit Memphis. Lefty Clayton Kershaw has signed a one-year, $20 million deal with the L.A. Dodgers. Austin Splash Ash, 17 more points last night for the Citadel against Presbyterian. 19-17 in Austin's first two games.
That's an 18-point average.
In his new location. Finally, Fred Hickman has died at the age of 66. He was one of the original anchors at CNN Sports, the YES Network. A Cole alum, graduated the same year as I, as me.
You didn't know Fred, though.
I did.
You did know Fred.
I did know Fred.
Okay.
Not well. Not well. But, yeah, we were, our careers collided, I guess, more than anything else. He also worked in an anchor for as an anchor for KLWW-TV.
Knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Cedar Rapids.
I tell you what, both he and Nick Charles gone too early, that's for sure. Kids, CNN used to have sports.
They were my go-to.
That, a lot of people, we went to them as well because it was no nonsense. It was 10:30, half hour. You got sports news. You got highlights. They went, okay, here's your baseball. Here's your basketball. Here's your football. Whatever. They got it all taken care of. Not, okay, here's a highlight. Let's go talk about it like with three people yelling at each other now for 10 minutes, and we'll come back, and then this was what I'm going to... It was before that day and age, and that's what a lot of people liked. And then CNN decided to go all news. They were not really deep into the sports part of things, but Fred Hickman and Nick Charles were terrific, and they will both be missed.
Turner saw an opportunity with sports on CNN at the time, and hired some very good talent, as you mentioned, Hickman and Charles and others. It was a different time, no question about it. But so long, Fred.
There you go. On the text line, 4385, Hawks win if zero turnovers, control the clock, and score at least 21 points.
Let's sign up for that.
21 and all those things, I think Iowa wins. First team to 20 wins. Chimes in 1477. I'm not sure anyone's going to get to 20. Would you take? Would you take 17?
Yes.
I think I would, too. I think I would, too. And 8077 says Xavier's defense is very disciplined. Go Saints. Indeed. Xavier will play for the championship next Thursday night at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We're going to take a short break, come back, and we'll talk about more college football. Take a look at the NFL, get you ready for the pick six also. That'll be coming up in about 11 minutes or so. Stay tuned. Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's cold and it's going to stay cold. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds for this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 30s. Winds are going to be strong, leading to wind chills in the teens and 20s. Later tonight, we'll have clouds moving back on in. Temperatures drop down into the low 20s, and there'll be the chance for some flurries that could extend into tomorrow as well as the clouds remain in overhead. Temperatures tomorrow and Sunday will stay in the low to mid 30s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air source heat pump, water heater, or electric vehicle charger either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency rebate. If you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the rebate you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and rebate forms at LinnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for a rebate, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LinnCountyREC.com.
Elevate your swim game at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' newest destination. Featuring the best pool amphitheater in history, Stadium Swim. Three levels, six pools, and a 143-foot diagonal screen. It's 365 days of fun in the sun with all sports, all seasons. Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Book the time of your life today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
This isn't just a party.
It's the super exclusive MVP We Wave Party presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Z and KGYM crew will be handing out a limited number of MVP tickets at U.S. Cellular stores.
Get yours to party with us November 19th at Hazard County Saloon. Watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Come dressed up to win the biggest fan contest.
Enjoy food and extra chances at Hawk Sum Prizes.
We'll be giving away a limited number of MVP tickets Sunday from noon to 3.
At U.S. Cellular in Lyndale Mall.
Come get yours.
Back on the gym class here in KGYM 333. They're just starting the doubleheader at American Family Field, Mark, in Milwaukee. Kansas State and Wisconsin have just tipped off women's basketball. They have the court, temporary court as it is, just situated above home plate, going from third base to first base. And by the way, plenty of good seats are still available if you'd like to make your way up there. The Wisconsin men will be playing later on. The Iowa men in action tonight as they will take on North Carolina A&T at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City.
Some women's action last night. The Iowa women set a school scoring record.
Yep.
115 points in that victory, and Iowa State got by Southern. A little closer game than what may have been anticipated, but still about a 20-plus point victory for the Iowa State women.
Southern plays very suffocating defense. Very suffocating defense. They will get after you. Notice that on Monday night. And, the Iowa women. Hannah Stahlke continues to impress.
Yeah.
The freshman out of Cedar Rapids, Washington. And Iowa women off to a 2-0 start. They will be tested Sunday afternoon at the Knapp Center in Des Moines against Drake. The newly renovated Knapp Center, by the way. Looks very nice in there. And that place is going to be rocking. There are going to be a lot of Hawkeye fans, but there are going to be a lot of people wearing blue and white. And God bless women's basketball in the state of Iowa for keeping the Big Four alive. If Iowa can run for $150+, it's a win. That from Jeff on the text line. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600 here at 335. We've got Iowa State and Okie State tomorrow from Stillwater, Boone Pickens Stadium. 12:30 is the pregame time for that one. And 2:35 with the kickoff right here on all of our frequencies of KGYM. Oklahoma State is in a funk. They've lost two in a row, but they are 5-0 at home, Mark, this year, and we'll pick that game coming up in just a little bit. Ultra huge game for Matt Campbell and the Cyclones because they're more than likely, unless they start grabbing 5-7 teams, Iowa State's bowl hopes rest on that win tomorrow.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's given up a ton of points, and whether Iowa State can put up a similar number tomorrow, that's going to be key, and if Iowa State can still bring its defense.
Of course, I'm giving Iowa State a win over Texas Tech on Senior Day at Jack Trice because closing the season on the road at TCU, and if TCU has if TCU is still in the top four, that's going to be really hard for Iowa State. So you got to think it's got to be Oklahoma State tomorrow. That's my thinking. That's my thinking anyway. If Iowa State's defense can keep them in the game, and Hunter Deckers can not throw the ball to the other team, I think Iowa State's got a fighting chance in this one. TCU with a two-game lead, by the way. We're going to pick that Texas game coming up tomorrow. That's going to be an interesting one. You've got three teams in the Big 12 at 4-2. Baylor, who's back in it. Baylor, Texas, and K-State. Kansas is ahead of Oklahoma, ladies and gentlemen, on Veterans Day in the Big 12 football standings. If you had that on your bingo card for 2022, congratulations. Good luck to you.
Yeah, and don't forget about that K-State-Baylor game. Those two teams square off tomorrow in Waco, and we'll pick that as well momentarily on the pick six.
Yeah. We're going to pick that one coming up here in just a little bit. National Football League weekend got underway last night. Of course, Carolina, when everybody left them for dead, they come up and beat the Atlanta Falcons 25-15. You just never know, Mark. You never know in the NFL.
Now, and we lamented that fact yesterday on the show, and sure enough, there's Carolina winning by 10, right?
Yeah. Seattle and Tampa go at it in Munich. Bright and early Sunday morning at 8:30.
Tom Brady can win in four different countries this year. Is that right? Mexico, Germany, England, United States?
Yeah. He's a world traveler. He's the world traveler. Other than that, it's not the greatest slate of NFL games coming down the line. Vikings-Bills is good. That is Sunday at 12 noon on Fox.
But will Josh Allen play?
Will Josh Allen play? Even if Josh Allen doesn't play, it's going to be very hard for the Vikings to win in the cold. Remember when Minnesota used to play in the cold, Mark?
I do.
Yeah. They used to play at this place called Metropolitan Stadium. You could see your breath. It was cold outside. It was celebrated. Not so much.
Don't sleep on that Lions-Bears game, okay?
Okay. I won't. Chargers 49ers on Sunday Night Football. That's the other intriguing game, I think, as far as the weekend is concerned. Monday night, we close up this week with Washington at the unbeaten Philadelphia Eagles at the Link. So that will be on Monday Night Football. 3:39 here on the Jim Class. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get the panel together and pick some games and give you a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Complete your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Save time and adhere the savings with Loctite. Power Grab Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 0 second instant grab. All Loctite Power Grab adhesives are 11% off. Stop in today and explore our huge selection of adhesives, now all 11% off at Menards. Good through November 13th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We've been banking with Midwest One for a very long time.
We're talking with John Buchanan about Midwest One Bank.
It's just very comforting to know that the people that are crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's are there. That's really what a wealth management department's all about. You just don't want to worry about it on a day-to-day basis. The ultimate is that the only reason you do it is because of love for the family.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Not FDIC insured. Not a deposit. No bank guarantee. Not insured by any federal government agency. May lose value.
And now a small business setback. Delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Oh, goodness, this must be serious.
A new Epix original series from the creator of Peaky Blinders.
The British are losing the war.
And I intend to do something about it.
Based on a true story.
The British are preparing to drop troops behind German lines.
Let the games begin.
Those events that seem most unreal.
You are all mud.
Are mostly true.
We have a license to behave badly.
Let's go and win the war.
Rogue Heroes. Premieres Sunday. Only on Epix. Get the channel or the app.
Back with you on the Jim Class here on KGYM. It is 3:42. Thank you very much for joining us here on this Friday. Panel coming together as we speak, as Spencer has joined us here in the Circus Sports Iowa studios. After Spencer on Sports, you can hear that at 2 o'clock right here on KGYM each and every weekday. He's looking right now at what seat he's going to get if he can find a helicopter to get up to American Family Field in Milwaukee to watch the end of this game.
Fire up my DeLorean and get to Milwaukee and lickety-split time. No, yeah. I'm not going to the Brew City Battle tonight. I will be staying in the state of Iowa.
Stanford in Wisconsin in the men's game. Not Michigan State Gonzaga on an aircraft carrier. But it has its own certain panache.
It's the first we've seen basketball games played in football stadiums, on aircraft carriers, and army bases. Now we're seeing two for the first time played in a baseball stadium. So, for what it's worth,
right above home plate.
Yes.
So they take the mound out, everybody, after the season. So there's not a mound.
The hump in center court. Like, what's that?
Although that might be fun.
It might be
fun right there. 319-366-1600. Time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Right across from Lindale Mall. And they're next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's. And how it works, we will ask four of our listeners to call us up after we make our picks, and they will hitch their wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and whoever has the best weekend, that particular listener who had the foresight to pick that particular on-fire prognosticator will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, Dave was our winner last week, and Dave joins us today once again from Emil's Hideaway. Afternoon, Dave.
Hi, guys.
It's anybody's ball game in the Emo's Hideaway pick six. All four of us are within, what,
two games
of one another.
Yeah.
Spencer leading the way with 29 wins. Scott and I have 28. And Dave, after an 0-11 start, there he is.
He simply won't go away. He's the Alabama Crimson Tide of the pick six.
He's the Durline scale of the picks.
The order will be Dave, since he won last week, followed by Spencer, Scott, and myself. The first game, we go down to Texas, where TCU is getting 7 points against the Longhorns, Dave.
TCU has their unbeaten record on the line here, and they can claim the top spot in the Big 12 with a victory. The Frogs have won 6 of the last 8 meetings with Texas, and TCU is a better team than Texas this year, but the Longhorns could still win this game with the way the Texas crowd in Austin brings the noise. TCU and quarterback Max Duggan had a statement win last Saturday. However, their top target, wide receiver Quentin Johnson, was sidelined with an ankle injury, and he's a big thing. He's a game changer. If he's able to play, Texas will have their hands full. This will be a close game. If Johnson is able to play, TCU will have the edge. If not, Texas wins, but it will still be close. Give me the Frogs and the points.
Spencer.
Man, TCU just finds a way. Every time you think they're down and out, they find a way to come back. They have this weird stat going on where they keep knocking out the opposing team's quarterback, too. I don't know if anybody's caught on with that. I don't know if that has anything to do with what TCU's doing. I'm not accusing them of maliciously injuring the opposing quarterback, but it's a stat that's out there as well. TCU, I'll take them. Give me the Frogs to win on the road and cover the 7 points.
Scott.
This seems to be a very odd line. Seems to me to be a very odd line, but I'm going to make Mark make a decision here. I'm color me purple, man. Color me purple and with the jerseys that have the weird things on them. And
Hypnotoad.
Hypnotoad. I will be a Hypnotoad. I will take TCU.
Well, to elaborate on Spencer's point, TCU has defeated 4 teams with a backup quarterback. Those 4 teams had backup quarterbacks.
Right.
In the game. Quinn Ewers is not your backup quarterback for Texas. And I think, given the home crowd, seems like a lot of points. Probably is. But in the interest of gaining the game on you boys, I'll take Texas.
Longhorn Island.
Longhorn Island.
Hook 'em.
I've been in Austin. It's not too bad.
It's a beautiful city.
Game 2, and Spencer is up. It's another Big 12 battle. K-State getting 3 points at Baylor, kind of maybe an elimination game. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, K-State, they lost last week. They've had some tough games. They've had some injuries. Adrian Martinez is back. Baylor's been playing some great football, especially with the run game. We talked about that last week. Also on defense, too, 10 takeaways for the Bears over their last 3 games. If K-State can stop the run and hang on to the football, I think they've got a chance. But I'll take Baylor at home. Give me Baylor in the 3 points.
Well, I've been on Baylor all year. Now they're making their way back to the top. They got a chance to make that Big 12 championship game against TCU for a rematch. I'm going to go with another one of my favorites this year and go with the Baylor Bears.
It's been a really good season for K-State, but I think Baylor is simply the better football team, playing better football right now at home. And I'm going to force Dave to maybe choose Manhattan Island. How about it, Dave?
No way. I like the home team in a close game. Baylor is tough on both sides of the ball. Kansas State has not played many teams that can match their physical style of play, but the Bears are all of that. Baylor has won 3 in a row, while the Wildcats have lost 2 of their last 3. I'm taking Baylor at home under the lights to win in Denver.
All right, it's a clean sweep in game two. Game three, Scott is up. It's Alabama, 2-loss Alabama, favored by 11.5 points at Ole Miss.
Going to the Grove, take on Ole Miss. Alabama, 2 losses, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that America wants to put them out, there is still a path for Alabama to get to the college football playoff. But they got to win out the rest of the way. And that starts with Ole Miss. This Alabama defense, they have the best defensive player in the country, and Will Anderson, they don't have a lot. Everything else is very young around him. And this Alabama defense has given it way too many points. I think the Tide wins because, you know, 99.2% of the time, Nick Saban beats his old assistants, and he will win. But I'm going to take Ole Miss in the 11.
I just got to think Alabama's steaming right now, and no margin for error with 2 losses. I think it's a ton of points against a ranked team and a pretty good team at that. But just an inclination, I think Bama's going to come out, and Hurts is going to have a big game and will cover that 11.5. Dave.
Ole Miss is coming off a bye week, and Lane Kiffin will be trying to put a 2-game losing streak on the Crimson Tide. Nick Saban does not take losses lightly. History tells us Alabama's 5-0 their last 5 games against the spread and straight up following a loss. Ole Miss is 1-6 in their last 7 games at home. The Tide will be able to score on Ole Miss's defense that allowed 28 points to the lifeless A&M offense 2 weeks ago. Alabama will be out for revenge after last week's loss, and that's bad news for an overrated Mississippi team. Give me Alabama to win the cover.
Ooh.
Spencer trying to protect his lead.
Don't put me on Lane Kiffin Island.
I'm not putting you on Rebel Island. I think Bama might win, but Ole Miss has got some weapons, so I think Ole Miss will cover, but Bama will win.
We go to the Big Ten for Game 4, and I am up. It is Purdue getting 6.5 points at Illinois. And we've talked about how such a huge game this is. I find it hard to believe that Purdue's going to play as poorly as it did against Iowa. But Illinois' defense is every bit as good as Iowa's. In fact, it ranks in the top 4 or 5 in the country in most categories. And I think Chase Brown's going to be able to run the football on Purdue. It seems like a lot of points, but I'm going to go with Illinois. Spencer.
No, Dave. I'm sorry. Dave, don't get the order messed up.
The Big Ten West is still anyone's division. Illinois has won 6 games and is bowl eligible. Purdue needs another win for a bowl and to build a resume for a Big Ten West championship. And a win would give the Boilers the same conference record and give them the tiebreaker with the Illini. Illinois has exceeded expectations for this season, but the tough loss last weekend at Michigan State without 8 players, 5 of which were starters for Michigan State, is hard to figure. Was it an end to their hot streak? Maybe so. I like Purdue to bounce back here as the more talented team to keep it close and even win. Give me the Boilers in the points.
Oh, opening the path up.
There you go, Spencer.
I think Chase Brown has a big day. I think Illinois comes in frustrated. I think it's another letdown for the Boilermakers. So I'll take the Illini to win and cover.
If Illinois cannot get up for this game, I mean, you can't get up for anything. I'm putting Dave on the island. I'm going with Bielema in Illinois.
Train Island.
Train.
All right, game 5, and it's back to Dave in the leadoff spot. It's Iowa State favored by 1.5 at Oklahoma State.
Iowa State wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson was back in a big way last week with 10 catches, 123 yards and a touchdown against West Virginia. This week, Oklahoma State is the opponent. The Cowboys are allowing more than 290 yards passing per game. Hunter Deckers and Hutchinson should have their way against the 125th best pass defense. On defense, Cyclone defensive end Will McDonald has 33 career sacks and is tied with Texas A&M's Von Miller as the all-time Big 12 sack leader. McDonald should have an excellent shot at breaking the record. Iowa State wins to get their record to 5-5. Looking better. The best is yet to come. Cyclones win and cover.
Spencer.
This is a tough one to pick. Oklahoma State's had some injury problems. Still questions about who's going to play quarterback. Mike Gundy said this week he's basically not going to tell you who the starting quarterback is. You're going to find out Saturday at 2:30. So we don't know if it's Spencer Sanders or Gunnar Gundy or Garrett Rangel or whoever it may be. Oklahoma State 5-0 at home, 1-3 on the road. That's what stuck out to me. I'm going to take the home team, go Pokes, and Iowa State needs to win a couple games at home here to get to a bowl.
Scott.
You took the words right out of my mouth. 6-0 for Oklahoma State at home, and the fact that they have come off two just putrid performances. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do it three in a row. No disrespect to Iowa State. I just think Oklahoma State is due, and it's a bad week to play them. I could be wrong, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Wrong. Oklahoma State is circling the drains in my mind. And to Dave's point about the lack of pass defense for Oklahoma State, I can see Deckers having a day. So I'll take Iowa State to win this game. Last game, and Spencer is up plus the tiebreaker. It is Wisconsin favored by 1.5 at Iowa. And the tiebreaker, guys, pay attention. Total points in the Iowa and Iowa State games. In other words, total number of points those four teams will play in those two games.
I said on the Before the Boom podcast, this is another one of those prove-it games until Iowa can prove to me that they can beat Wisconsin. I don't think they're going to beat Wisconsin. I said the same thing last week about Purdue, and they proved me wrong. So maybe some reverse psychology in my prediction. I said Wisconsin winning 14-10. So the Badgers will win and cover that spread. Tiebreaker, I said 65 total points between the two games.
Scott.
I think the Iowa defense is the difference in this one. I think they keep Wisconsin at bay. It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be ugly. And I said 17-13, I believe, because I was one off of you, right?
Correct.
So I'm going to stick with that. And I'm going to take the Hawks to win and get the bowl steer back. And I'm going to go with the total of 80.
Both teams playing with a ton of confidence, I think, in the last two games. But I think the home field, despite the fact there may not be a full crowd at Kinnick, I think it's still going to be loud. It's still going to be active. I like Iowa's defense. And I think the running game has gained its sea legs. I've got this Iowa 16-13, and I'm going to say 71 total points in the two games. Dave.
Wisconsin has won eight of the last 10 games in this series, despite many of those contests coming down to the final possession. Iowa's defense is still elite. It will keep us in every game this year. The Badgers will have trouble moving the ball all game. Special teams may decide this low-scoring contest. Give me Iowa and the points to win and cover. And, Scott, I had 80 written down as well, so I'm going to go 1 over. You got 81.
All right. Mm. I got 72 through 80.
I got to be on Badger Island.
Badger Island.
All right. Dave, thanks. Best of luck, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, need four contestants at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant over the past 3 weeks, please allow some of our listeners, other listeners, to have a shot at it. Spencer will get your information. Keep calling, and Spencer will let you know when we got everything all taken. Spencer. Ben. Why am I thinking Spencer? Why is Ben. It's Ben.
And stay patient if you're on the line.
Yes.
Because it takes a little while for Ben to write down the information. Stay on the line if you're getting a ring.
That's right.
Last week's winner did come from the second chance.
Exactly.
In the 4-6 show.
319-366-1600. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and you have a chance to pick up a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Iowa, Wisconsin, Iowa State, Oklahoma State coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that on Monday. And you guys have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right. Todd and Alex coming up next on KGYM.
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. This is